You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Honorable listeners, tonight is the 5th of Muharram 1446. Inshallah, we will speak about Laylatul Jumu'ah and Jumu'ah, the day, the greatest day of the week. We will speak a little bit about Muharram. And thereafter, the topic for tonight, the events that took place in the past, in our history, how they can motivate us in the future. Important, important, significant events during the month of Muharram. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we are in the best place. أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. The best place where Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is a masjid. One masjid. Plural, masajid. So we are standing, we're making ruku, we make sujood, we sit. Masjid, the place of sujood. Allah Jalla Wala loves our complete surrender, submission to Him. Hence this whole area is called Masjid Masajid. Hadith in Sahih Muslim, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. The nearest the servant, the slave comes to the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is whilst we are in sujood, whilst we are in prostration. فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. Then beg Allah abundantly in that posture. Allah says, Allah se manwana hai. We all got needs. There are various challenges in life. So we have to beg Almighty Allah, and Allah makes decision in our favor. It's night of Jumu'ah. You, my flowers, you're listening, my children. You're all becoming hafiz. Today, three incidents took place. I landed at the airport, Yeh, Durban. I was pushing the trolley. So while I was pushing, one brother there, he got proper SAA uniform. Assalamu alaikum. I'm wondering who's making salam. I look. So he's making ishara and he's calling. So I went, assalamu alaikum. But he's speaking on the phone to somebody else. Then he took the phone away. He said, okay, I listen to you every morning. He's more excited than me. You know? So I see, subhanallah, where and where people listen. I don't know, they're sitting on a plane or on the ground. You understand? No time to ask him. You understood? Then I entered this masjid and mashallah, all these small, small flowers came, you understood, one by one. So I told a whole lot of them, yes, Ma, Dawood Sahib is here, Ma, Dawood Wahid, our Ustad, our Mawana Abid Khan is here, mashallah, our Mawana Mullah is here, Dawood Mullah. So mashallah, all great, great Ustads of Hifz and so forth, all of you must make intention, you'll become Hafiz. What you say, you become Hafiz. All of you, inshallah. So tonight, no go sleep now, 9 o'clock only I'm finishing. See, it's 8 o'clock. It's still 1 hour to go. We don't catch fish here. Throw fish light in the ocean. So tonight, you're going to do it 4 surahs. How many surahs? Before you sleep. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala came to Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I learn, I forget, I learn, I forget. The master, Habibuna, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told his son-in-law, Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu anhu, hadith in Tirmidhi. O Ali, on the night of Friday, tonight, read Surah Yasin. Then, second rakat, You read Surah Fatiha, Surah Yasin. Second rakat, Surah Fatiha, Surah Dukhan. Surah 44 in the 24th Juz, 24th Sukhara. Then Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, you know Surah Sajda, 21 Supara, 21 Juz, in that sequence. And fourth one, Surah Mulk Tabarak Alladhi, Surah Yasin, Surah Dukhan, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and Surah Mulk. Thalathan, aw khamsan, aw sab'an. For 3 consecutive weeks, or 5 consecutive weeks, or 7 consecutive weeks. You will start today, inshallah. All of you children, right? Yeah, you must look inside. Maybe you don't know the surah. Never mind. You look inside, and then after that, you read 2 rakat namaz. Then you make dua. Then my ustad, by who I studied Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, Hazrat Mawana Salimullah Khan Sahib, Nawar Allah Marqadahu. He became a hafiz of Quran in 27 days. I'm not speaking of Sahaba's time, Tabi'in's time. I'm speaking of our ustad, by who we studied. 27 days he became a hafiz. See, brother. So your flowers are here. You, the parents, if you give them targhib and encouragement, you know, a lot of things in life can happen. So we'll do inshallah tonight. So first thing. Second one, we all should be reading Surah Kahf. Tonight, tomorrow. Man qara Surah Al-Kahf fi Laylatul Jumu'ah, adaa lahu min an-nur ma baynahu wa bayn al-bayt al-atiq. From Yevhelam, right till Makkah Mukarramah, all the nur, radiance, effulgence, Allah will bless you, O Muslim, O Muslima, my sister. Hadith sahih, authentic hadith in Rawahu ad-Darmi, fi Jami'i, fi Sunani. Some ulama call it Jami'i, some call it Sunan. So read Surah Kahf, the entire Surah, inshallah. You can't manage tonight, read tomorrow. Man qara'a Surah al-Kahf yawm al-Jumu'ah adaa lahu min an-nur. Jumu'atain, from one Friday till the next Friday, Allah Azza wa Jalla will bless us with nur, radiance, effulgence. Imagine, you know South Africa. Now we got a new government, GNU. You understood? Government of Nationality. So today in the plane, my wife was sitting, I was here, and one white guy was sitting. So he saw me, I'm reading, you know, I was reading The Citizen, The Star. So he tapped me like, so he said, you know, the beard is clap. Spoke in Afrikaans. I think maybe he heard me using some Afrikaans words with my wife, you know. So I told him, but the reporters there, he's telling me that the newspaper, Afrikaans, they're finishing it up. The report newspaper and the beard newspaper. So I said, but one is still existing. So he said, no, they're not. Then when I opened The Citizen, I saw an article there. They're mulling, they're thinking about finishing up the Afrikaans newspapers because they say it's not profitable. Nobody wants to read. You know, everybody online now and so forth and so on. So why I'm telling you these things here? So imagine if you start reading all these newspapers and what's going on, every day you will hear a new scandal and so forth. Government of National Unity. Alibaba had 40 thieves. How many thieves he had? Alibaba. 40. Now in Parliament we got 400. Whole lot chose. So you must remember, Alibaba had 400 thieves now. So that is our South African story. You see? So you press the buttons, nothing goes on. DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, ANC, and no current. You know, understood? This type of thing. So read Surah Kahf, Allah will give you nur, inshallah. Then the greatest gift for the greatest of Allah's creation, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَكْثِرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. Read, I must remember, abundantly upon me, Durood Sharif, Salawat, ala Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is Durood Sharif? I told you before, remember that it's a Farsi Persian word. It means bumper crops, bumper harvest. So yeah, it means we just say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will bless us with the optimum, maximum reward. Subhanallah. When you go to Shiraz, when you go to Iran one day, we went with Allah's help in 2013. There Sheikh Saadi rahimahullah is buried there. His poetry is written there, Farsi, Arabic, all that. Farsi we don't know, Arabic poetry. When we were these children's ages, flowers of ours here, so the ustaz used to teach us. So then we start making research, but whose kalam is this? Whose speech is this? So it's Sheikh Saadi's speech. And even the Iranian government, the Shia, we say they're not Muslim, But even they admit that Sheikh Saadi was a Sunni, and they made one note on his name. I still kept that note also. I don't know how many thousand million in it. $1 when I went, you collect 33,000 Iranian riyals. $1. 33,000 Iranian. First time in my life I had million, you know, in my pocket. I felt very happy, you know. You give $100, how many million you have? I feel nice, you know, and that whole thing. So anyway, cut long story short, so he composed this. Who? Sheikh Saadi, rahimahullah. بَلَغَ الْأُولَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَ الْجَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ. When you are a shair and a poet, you must be in the right frame of mind. You must have the conducive environment. Then you can write it. Then his pen stuck, his mind stopped. He fell asleep. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu came in his dream. The master al-Islam said, Saadi, what happened? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I don't know, I can't write. He said, put there, write there, insert. Swallu alayhi wa alihi. The last part, the master al-Islam told him what to write. Imagine. Balaghal ula bi kamalihi. He reached the highest of the highest, Mustafa sallallahu. What is kamal, what is character, what is bravery, what is everything excellent. بَلَغَ الْأُولَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ. What is handsomeness, he removed all the darknesses and the veils and so forth. حَسُنَ الْجَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ. Every character, the quality of the Master al-Islam was beauty. Doing the duty with beauty. Sallu alayhi wa alihi. Read salawat upon him and on his family Mubarak, also the Ahlul Bayt. So we all Ahlul Bayt as well. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. So remember that. So that is what we're supposed to do tonight, tomorrow. And one more thing, remember, death is inevitable. We have to die. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. مَنْ تَوَفَّاهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ أَوْ لَيْلَتَهَا وَقَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْقَبَرِ. Whosoever passes away on a Friday with Iman, with Islam, the night of Friday tonight, the day of Friday tomorrow before sunset, hadith authentic in Tirmidhi, وَقَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْقَبَرِ. Allah will protect that person from the torment of the grave. So we should make this special dua. Ya Allah, take me from this world on a Friday. Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kishk, you heard his name? He used to cry to Almighty Allah in Cairo, in Egypt. He said, Ya Allah, take me from this world. He was blind. Waliullah, sage of the age. Take me on a Friday, wa ana sajidun. Lo and behold, he passes away on a Friday while he's in Sajda. So Allah Ta'ala, if we ask Allah, Allah will let it happen, inshaAllah. Muharram, my brothers, our Islamic calendar, today we started 1446, now tomorrow is the 5th of Muharram. How did our Islamic calendar come into existence? Very briefly, Almighty Allah speaks of our Islamic calendar in Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 36. إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ إِنَّ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Verily the amount of months, the number of months by Almighty Allah are 12 lunar months. When was it ordained, prescribed? فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ مِنْهَا أَرْبَاتٌ حُرُمٌ. The day Allah created this entire universe, cosmos, call whatever you want to, that day already our calendar was already sanctioned by Almighty Allah. Our Islamic lunar calendar is from time immemorial, my brothers. Now today, each one sitting here, you know January, February, you know we are in July, Durban, they can't forget the July. You have July handicap, you know, so this type of things there. How people go crazy. So nevertheless, you must remember, you must just ask them three questions. What is the meaning of September? Sept. Sept means seven. What's the meaning of October? Oct means eight. What's the meaning of Nov? Nov means nine. What's the meaning of December? Des. Des means ten. So how come you calling December the 12th month, but December means 10? How come you calling November that the 11th month, but it means 9? How come you calling October, you must the 10th month, but it means 8? How come you calling September the 9th month, but it means 7? So their original calendar, Roman calendar, started on the 1st of March. Then the Pope came, the Pope Gregory, and he's running around with the idol also. And the idol's name is Janus, J-A-N-U-S. One face, spirituality, goodness, one face, badness and satanic. So he concocted this whole calendar, and they said dedicated to the Janus. January came, February came, still they couldn't come right. So they said, okay, let's do it this way, that every 4 years we will have a leap year. We don't have birthdays, and that is non-Muslims, they love their birthdays, their wine, dine and swine. You know, wine, dine and swine. You mustn't have wine, dine and swine. So you must remember this, they love their wine, dine and swine and party and big jol and all that. You know a party, you know what I'm talking about. So if that poor guy is born on 29 February, so when his birthday will come? After 4 years. See, everything of Islam is perfection. Everything of ours is the best. When we must believe in that, have conviction in that, then share it with the rest. Therefore I tell the non-Muslims, ask any question you want, anything about Islam, inshallah we will answer you. And we won't be biased. You can ask whatever you want to. You don't have to apologize or anything. So you must always have that, we have the best. To appreciate, we must juxtapose, compare it, what Islam teaches and what they are. I just gave you an example of the calendar. Practically, physically, it was the 16th year of Hijrah. Khalifa is Sayyidina Umar Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu arda. Abu Musa al-Ashari radiallahu anhu is in Yemen. He says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, you are in Medina Munawwara, letters are going to and fro. We confused. We don't know which letter came first, which one came second. Arrikh lana ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Let's have a day-to-day calendar. So he said, very good. He held the emergency mashura, their senior sahaba. Somebody said, let us start the Islamic calendar with the birth Mubarak, meaning Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam Milad Mubarak. Somebody said, with the wafat Mubarak, the demise of the master alayhi salam. Somebody said something else. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, no, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, let us start with the Hijrah. The Hijrah was a defining moment. There in Makkah we were oppressed. Here we have our own country. Here we are ambassadors and we can send out the whole message of Islam to the whole world. And Quran made ishara to this. Quran suggested, if you read Quran, remember that Surah 9 verse 108. Verse 108, you will find, لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمِينَ. The masjid you built, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was Thaniya's name, was Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. When the Master alayhi salam arrived in Quba, the first thing the Master alayhi salam did, بِيَدِهِ الشَّرِيفَ, with his Mubarak hands, he placed the block there at Masjid Quba. The second block, by Thaniya's name, by him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Allah says, مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمِينَ. This is the first day. So therefore our calendar will start from the Hijrah. But the Hijrah took place in Rabiul Awwal. So Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu said, no. The calendar must start from Muharram. Why? When Hajj finishes, then the next year starts. So in those days, Zulqa'dah, people would go for Hajj. Zulhijjah, perform Hajj. Muharram, Qudumul Hujjaj. The Hajjis are returning, they're coming back. People are elated, delighted that see our people, how we get. Your children, your father, your mother, your uncle, everybody went. My parents went in 63 for Hajj. I was so young boy, like these flowers. My parents bought for me in Heidelberg. So I told that white guy next to me, I told him, ek is van Heidelberg af, van die Transvaal af, ek praat Afrikaans work. You know, so you got a shock like that. So anyway, so my father, mother and them, they brought a plane for me, you know, plane. So the BOAC that time, not BAB. Big people used to come see, show us your plane. We want to see your plane, your father brought from Makkah. So I just put it on and it starts going and the lights start going like this. You understand? Big people were so, you understand, impressed. This lady got a plane also. You understood? Like this. And they bought for me a police suit. You understood? So one day I went to school with a police suit. You understood? So this day 63. So the teacher asked me, you teach your grandfather's school? I said, you know, my father told me he came with a police suit. So he was frightened of my father. The father would give him one. Understand? So he said, that's right. And understood? So this type of thing. So anyway, so all these type of things happen. You must remember these kind of things, yeah? So that's how Muharram started, and this ijma and consensus, and nobody can object. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafa'ir rashidin al mahdiyin." Upon you must follow my sunnah, the sunnah of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the sunnah of the khulafa'ir rashidin al mahdiyin. This authentic hadith Abu Dawud Ibn Majah. So that is how our Islamic calendar. I am asking you, brothers, sisters, you listening. If I ask you when you were born, you will tell me January, November, December, whatever. If I ask you Islamically when you were born, how many of us know that? When your father passed away Islamically, when your grandfather, hardly a person knows. You see, brothers, we have done a grave injustice. We have detached ourselves from the Islamic calendar and we have attached ourselves to the Gregorian calendar. I am not saying you can't use the Gregorian calendar. I am saying use it, but not at the expense of our Islamic calendar. Therefore, now wherever I go and I lecture, anywhere, university, school, masjid, wherever, I make sure I mention the Islamic date right in the beginning. So at least the people must come to know what is the Islamic. This farz-e kifaya in this whole Vellum here, your madrasa, your Muslim school, your masjid, everywhere write the Islamic date, remember that. So we want the true Islamic date. You know, in Saudi Arabia, they got moon samis. Sometimes they see the moon even before the birth of the moon. You understood? So we call them moon samis. You must remember this stuff. So leave that as a separate topic. Now come to the real topic. Topic is, لَقَدَ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Ending of Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 111. So you must remember that in these events, incidents, episodes, there are lessons to be learned. Each one of us must learn. Let's take four or five examples. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before his Milad Mubarak, you children don't sleep, I'm going to test you now. So remember that before the Honorable Master's Milad Mubarak, auspicious birth, blessed birth, we find irhasat. Remember the term? Irhasat. Extraordinary events took place prior to the birth Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad. وَرَأَتْ أُمِّي أَنَّهُ خَرَجَ مِنْهَا نُورٌ. My Honorable Mother Sayyida Amina, she is there in Makkah and she's expecting and in gestation, and she's seeing from a jasad mubarak the noor is coming out and is illuminating the places where? In the Levant. You know Levant? Sham. In Palestine, in Jordan, in Syria, parts of Lebanon. So this was prior to the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hadith it is, we believe in it, it's called Irhasat. So another Irhas was what? There was Abraha. All of you know the surah. You children also know it. Feel. What is feel? Anybody know? Elephant. Is right? What you say? Hati merisati. You ask your father what it means. So you must remember the elephant. Right? So you must remember 55 days before Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abraha came with big, big white elephants. That Maulana Mullah, he was telling me, he went for Hajj now. Maulana, you know, when you were in Mina and on other side is Muzdalifah, then there's a no man's land in between. Small area. They came right till there, Abraha with his elephants. That area is called Wadi Muhassar. Allah forbid, Allah forbid, he came with the intention to demolish the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. Right there, Allah used small, small pigeons, birds, call whatever you want to. وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلٍ. The surah is telling us what happened prior to Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is called Irhas. So this happened in the month of Muharram. So we need to understand how Allah Jalla Wala is preparing the world, that the greatest, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah, the Master alayhi salam, came last chronologically, but is the greatest and the best of Allah's creation. Rahmatul Alameen, Khatamun Nabiyeen, and Inni Rasulullah Ilaykum Jamia. I'm international global messenger for all times, all places, all circumstances. So many qualities Allah has mentioned and attributes and so forth. So that incident took place in Muharram. Another incident you all should know, my brothers, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is making imamat, performing imamat Masjid Nabawi, Fajr time. Fayruz was a fire worshipper, Majusi, Zoroastrian, and he was a slave of Mughira bin Shu'bah. He had an argument. He went to Sayyidina Umar. Sayyidina Umar told him what Mughira radiallahu anhu is saying is right. What you saying is not right. So he had that grudge against Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Fajr time is dark. He came and stood behind Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. It's the ending of Zulhijjah, so you must remember that, the year 23 after Hijrah. In Fajr Salat, Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu, do you even know he is Umar? Wa ma adraka man Umar? What Umar used to say on the Farsh, Allah used to send from the Arsh. What Umar used to say here on the land and sand, many a time Allah revealed verses like that. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. وَافَقْتُ رَبِّي فِي ثَلَاثِ. There are three things I suggested to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam before the ayat was revealed. Allah Ta'ala revealed it like that. If you open Jalaluddin Suyuti, Allama Suyuti, Rahimullah's work, Al-Itqan, he mentioned more than 20 places like that. So that is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. So he stabbed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu with a dagger, Fajr time, remember. Sayyidina Umar collapsed. Abdullah ibn Abbas came, he made istikhlaf. Istikhlaf is you continue when the imam's wuzu breaks or something happens. So like, yeah, he fell down. So he continued with the salat, carried on short and finished the salat. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu lived for a few days and passed away shaheed. His dua is accepted, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Ammarzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, give me martyrdom here in your path and let me pass away in Medina Munawwar. See, pass away in Medina, this is Umar. Allah Jalla Wala gave him place right next to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Thani Yasnain next to Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Think about it. For 1 minute, I just want to draw your attention because you'll forget sometime. When I went 2013 to Iran, it was not fifth of Muharram, it was fifth of Rabiul Awwal. Because I landed there on a Monday, and the Friday was fifth Rabiul Awwal. The place I went to was called Kashan. Kaf, Alif, Sheen, Alif, Noon. Kashan is known for its Persian carpets, one of the most famous places. So there when you go, you will find a mazar. Mazar of who? Mazar of the person who martyred and murdered Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. And you tell me that these people are Muslim. They hate Sayyidina Umar so much that they put a mazar. Till today it's there. Nobody can refute it. So think properly, my brothers, which side of the fence we are. People who sit on the fence are guilty of a major offense. We can't be sitting on the fence. Why you should know that? On the first of Muharram, the year 24, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu becomes the Khalifa of the Muslims. Who is Sayyidina Uthman? He ruled for over 12 years. And 12 years approximately he ruled. And his Zunnurain, two daughters of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. First Sayyidina Ruqayya radiallahu anha, she passes away. Habibuna Rasulullah sallam told him, Ya Uthman, this is my other daughter, Umm Kulthum. You should take her also. He then married Sayyidina Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha. It never happened to any person in the history of humanity. One person marrying the two daughters of a Nabi, one after another, this distinction is only for Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anha. So he was Khalifa, first Muharram, the year 24, you should know that. Now come to another incident. You heard Maulana Mahmood reading now, Aada Idar, Aada Udar. Now this is Aada Idar, Aada Udar. I want you all to pay attention to this incident. Pay attention and see how many lessons we can learn from here. It is the sixth year of the Hijrah, the month is Zulqa'dah. 1500 Sahaba mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Some places it mentioned 1400, some 1500, so plus minus. So they came all in Ihram, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. The Master alayhi salatu salam came. This side here, you must remember the non-Muslims, that time Abu Sufyan, Khalid bin Walid, others, they were not Muslim. Afterwards they embraced Islam. They said, no, you can't enter. And then the Sulah and the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah. If you look at it, three quarter of the clauses were in favor of the idol worshippers. So it was not fair. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was very upset. Why should we accept it, you know? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, this will be a blessing in disguise. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. 10-year treaty was signed, you see, by both parties. Zulqa'dah finished. They said, you must come back now. This is sixth year. You must come back in the seventh year. You say 1500, we'll allow you for 3 days. You don't bring any arms and ammunition. They didn't have any arms and ammunition. And you perform your umrah. So they said, okay, we'll come back. And they performed it in the seventh year. But Allah Jalla wa'ala promised them something. وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. Very soon Allah Ta'ala will give you a great and speedy victory. Zulqa'dah finished, Zulhijjah finished, Muharram, they broke the treaty. 10-year treaty, they already broke it after 1-2 months. So you must remember that. Now the battle of Khaybar. I want to explain this little bit to you. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا Khaybar. Do you even know where is Khaybar? All of you, Umrah season is open now. From here, Vellum and Durban and wherever, South Africa or any part of the world you're listening. Now we're broadcasting to the whole world, Alhamdulillah. You're going for Umrah. How can it happen you go for Umrah, you don't go to Khaybar? If you are in Makkah, my brother, you should go, my brother, sister, to Taif. The Master alayhi salatu salam went there. That's a different academic discussion. When you go to Taif and you come back, then Hanafi say you must wear ihram. You perform Umrah from there. So very good, you get another chance to. But go to Taif. It's just 1 hour drive. And remain, and they allow you now, no more problem. And then you are in Medina to Rasul, 140, 150 kilometers away. You must remember is Khaybar. So you go 1.5 hour. Then Rasta. Have early breakfast and you go. Before Zuhur time, you will be back there in Medina Munawwara for your Zuhur Salat. So you won't miss any Salat in the Haram also. So make sure you go, my brother. Why? It's the seventh year of the Hijrah. That is the Merkaz, the headquarters of the Jutlas of the Jews. So in Medina Munawwara, there were three groups of the Jews. Banu Qurayza, Banu Qaynuqa, Banu Nazir. All of them committed treachery. They were kicked out, expelled. And that is where they made their headquarters, in Khaybar. So again they're making mischief. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went, you must remember, with the Sahaba in Muharram. And remember, it was the 13th of Muharram, the 7th year after the Hijrah. And when they saw the Master alayhi salatu salam, then they knew now there's big trouble. Now look at what the Master alayhi salam did. This hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. This hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. Pay attention, all of you, my brothers. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses Sayyidina Ali. Of Ali radiallahu anhu warda. La ayya radiallahu bika rajulan wahida. This is before the battle ensues. That if one person you made effort on him, and he embraced Islam, is khayrul laka min humrin na'am, is better for you than the red, red camels. Is better for you than the red, red Rolls Royce and Bentleys and Cadillacs and Porsche and Ferraris and all that. You children, you know Ferrari? You like Tarawi or you like Ferrari? What you like? Ferrari. You say Ferrari? You say Tarawi? Oh, okay. So you must remember, is better than all that put together. So we should ask ourselves the question, when last we spoke to a non-Muslim about Islam? Not about making money. Every day speak to somebody. That is our duty. Present Islam to them. Why are you suffering from a complex? The world is looking for something. There's a vacuum in their life. South Korea, I've been there. Everything is booming. The men are committing suicide left, right and center. If you know South Korea, the greatest amount of suicide is committed by the men in South Korea, in Seoul. When you ask them why, they say the women are taking all our jobs. The women are earning so much, we can't even get married to them. Rather, we just kill ourselves and commit suicide. See? What a society, the dysfunctional families. So you must remember that. So we have the solution, my brothers. This is before the battle. Then, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that night told Sahaba, book again hadith sahih, open Mishkat Mustafa Ahmad, la'utayanna raya. Tomorrow I'm going to give this banner and flag to that Sahabi and companion, may yuhibbullah wa rasoola, wa yuhibbuhullah wa rasoolu. He loves Allah Jalla Wala, and he loves Nabi alayhi salatu salam, and Allah Jalla Wala loves him, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves him. Everybody is waiting. Sayyidina Umar said, that day I really wanted, I also must hold the banner and the flag. The Master alayhi salatu salam asked, Aina Ali, the next day. They say, Sayyidina Ali is right at the back, he is ill. What's wrong? His eyes are paining. Call him. So they called Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. The Master alayhi salam, look here brothers, took his busak mubarak, saliva mubarak, and placed it on the eyes of Sayyidina Ali. He says, فَمَا وَجَدْتُ حَرًّا وَلَا بَرْدًا. Go open, you must remember Ibn Majah. After that, my eyes never ever pained. 100% I was. See? This is rahmatul alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master alayhi salam gave him the flag and told him, now Ali, this side are the Jutlas, this side are the Muslims, you know what you have to do. Pay attention, Ali does, my brothers. It's a pity you don't understand poetry and that. So when he took that banner, now his imam, you know, they say in today's language, the adrenaline, you know, is pumping. 100% ready. And the Jewish side, hey, you children, what, you got your own khibar going on here? See, they're still busy. Playing khibar here. Hey, children, yeah, now read with me. You see the Palestinian children this side. They read. Now you're going to read with me, all of you. What the children of Palestine, they read. You all must read with me. Read. Khaybar, Khaybar. Read, read, children. Khaybar, Khaybar. Ya Yahud. So the children of Palestine, they look at this incident. And they tell the Jutlas. Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud. Inna Jaysha Muhammad. Inna Jaysha Muhammad. Sofa Ya'ud. We are the army of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're coming again for you. Who can take them on? 9 months they're trying. Today Biden. Biden doesn't know whether he's a male or female. Last week he said, I was the first black woman to serve the black president. That's what he said. You understand? I was the first black woman to serve the black president. You understand? Then the other day he said, you must remember, I'm going to beat Trump again in 2020. He even forgot whether it's 2020 or 2020. Butcher, you see. And you take baddua of all the children, you go senile, you go mad. He's gone crazy. So people are making him a laughing stock. Butcher he is, you see, all that leaf. So he said, they're sending more arms now. So our Palestinians say, send more arms, no problem, we're ready for you. So this is what Khaybar did. So the Jutlas sent their first person. He was the master in their army. What is his name, my brothers? The Jutla. The name of the Jewish one who was the most famous warrior amongst them. His name Mirhab. His name Mirhab. When he came, Sayyidina Ali said, "Ana al-Haydar ana al-Qarrar. I'm ready for you. I'm the Haydar. Your son's name, keep Haydar. Haydar means what? I am the big lion. You saw a lion in your life?
No.
You see lion, your wuzu will break. What you think? Huh? The king of England came to South Africa, you know? So first day they took him out. Zamir, you must listen nicely. Zamir brought me here. Allah reward him. So you must remember that he never saw a lion in his life. In the 40s, 48. They took him over Kruger Park. There's no lion. He got mad. He said, second day, come on, show me a lion. In the morning they started, no lion. He said, I'm the king, you can't show me one lion. He said, I'm changing my whole schedule now. Third day, They go east, west, north, south, nothing, no lion. Next day caption in the paper, headline, the king of the jungle don't want to see the king of England. The king of the jungle don't want to see the king of England. Get out from here, we don't want to see you. You see? So that is Sayyidina Ali. And Al-Haydar. In 1 minute, Sayyidina Ali dispatched him Marhab. His name Mirhab. He made him Marhab straight to Jahannam. That's why on the air I say, hey, you Jutlas and Jutlis. Go, you're going to get roasted and toasted in Jahannam, and many of you are still in transit. You're still going to go that way. What you have to fear the Jutlas for and all of that? That was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Then what else he did? He fired up the Muslims. In the first minute, he already hit their greatest soldier. Their morale was broken. 92 Jutlas were dispatched to Jahannam in the Battle of Khaybar. Sahaba were dicing with death. 15 Sahaba became shaheed in the Battle of Khaybar. But this Ummah don't want to go visit and make dua for the Shuhada. We know there were 14 Sahaba, remember, in Badr. But what about the 15 in Khaybar? Do you know what sacrifices they made? Then I've been there, so I'm speaking with a little bit of authority. We know what's going on. When I went there, also a big story took place. You know, sometimes we used to go with all different kind of visas. So my wife and myself, we went. This police came, Aji, Aji. So I showed them my passport. You see, what? Under diplomacy here, Sheikh. You belong to the diplomat. We must put police guard for you. From Khaybar, 50 kilos, one police guard took me. Then me and my wife. So I told my wife, you saw, in Yemen, there's one word I can't use in a masjid, you understand? So this type of things there. I say they're real upside down characters. They can't read, they read the passport upside down. You understood? Say we're diplomats. Then after 50 kilos, another car came and took us. You understood? So then I said, this is first class service we got. You understood? So cut long story short, so when you go there, even today, you will see forts there. Still now. Sayyidina Ali went to the one fort. Nobody could break that door. Sayyidina Ali al-Haydar. So when he went there, then he went and he smashed that door. What was that Hisan? What was that fort called? Qamus. You must remember that. Who smashed Qamus? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Therefore, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, whose title brothers is Fatih Khaybar, the conqueror of Khaybar. Understand our history. Our history is not written in black and white. History is written in black and red. Who won Euro and who won Gold Cup and Cricket Cup and this Cup and Shaitan Cup? It's not going to help you. Your children is not going to start reading all this. This will motivate you. I'll give you two other incidents of our time. So you must remember these type of things here. Yeah? So what Sayyidina Ali did, they gave him the title of Fatih Khaybar. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised him so much. That he loves Allah Jalla Wala, he loves Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah loves him, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loves him. He becomes Fatih Khaybar. Listen to this incident, you South Africans, you know your history of apartheid. All you children, men, women, listen. There's a person, Sahabi, Ra'i al-Aswad. He's African, dark in complexion, and he's got his goat and sheep and all that. And he comes, Ya Rasulullah, I also want to become Muslim, but show me something. So what you want? That, you see, I have this sheep here. But when I become Muslim, I'll go on your side, then who will look after the sheep? The Master, alayhi salam, told him, take some dust and throw it, and say, Bismillah, and take Allah's name, the sheep will all go back to the owner. He did it, the sheep started walking and going. He said, you Rasulullah, I bring iman on you, on Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So if you want ulama, you want students, you want talaba, there's a masterpiece book on all this. One Shaykh in Madinah Munawwara gave me, Inaratu Duja, ala maghazi khairil wara, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Inaratu Duja, ala maghazi khairil wara, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That's the title of the book. So there this incident is mentioned. So he came, he crossed from this side to that side. Now the animals are gone, the sheep. He says, I'm ready, I'm fighting. He fought. Wada al-hajar, one stone came, one this came, and then he passed away. Ma swalla, wa ma swama, wa la tasaddaqa. You must remember, he never read one salat in his life. He never kept one fast in his life. He never gave one riyal, one dollar call, whatever you want to, dirham, dinar in his life. The Master alayhi salam said he's going to Jannah. Sahaba said, Subhanallah. The African person going to Jannah. The Master alayhi salam went to his last Mubarak, to his corpse. The Master alayhi salam took his Mubarak chehra, his Mubarak countenance, and turned it away. The Mubarak people asked, Ya Rasulullah, why are you turning your face Mubarak away? He said, the Hurayin are there, they're giving him ghusl and doing everything for him. See, brothers, this is our deen of Islam. Our deen. Go teach the woman of South Africa and Africa. When Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beloved mother passed away in Abwa, then from Abwa to Makkah, who brought the Master alayhi salam? The African lady, her name Baraka, and her kunya Agnaman Umm Ayman. She took custody of the Master alayhi salam. She brought up the Master alayhi salam. When he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, would meet her afterwards, he would address her and say, Ummi ba'da ummi. You are my mother after my biological mother. Why we don't tell the people this? We just know, use the Africans, Tenga Mama Genagari, Tenga Mama Genagari. When I used to go to Makkah, Medina in those days, they used to have all the shops there, you know. They stand outside the shop, Rialin, 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 Khamsa Rial, Khamsa Rial, Khamsa Rial, Ashara Rial, Ashara Rial. So some of these guys were Pakistanis, you know. Some of them were Maimon guys. So I used to speak to them. They say, Bah. Sajjo diya hite karo ta riyalid, riyalid, riyalid. Ay, subhanallah, subhanallah, kata hai jannati thi banda, you know. So many times you're making riyalid, riyalid mean 2 riyals. Shop is 2 riyals. You know, again, you go America, they got dollar shop. Everything $1. They call dollar shop. I went and say, we also look for bhangan, you know, bhangan hunters at this level. So buy for every dollar, you know. So he got very angry with me. He said, how can you tell me? You understood? That's my rosy. He said, no, you say Riyalain, but every time you say Riyalain, say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. You see, that is our trouble. That the deen get tired. Dunya, we never get tired. You understood? So these are incidents of Khaybar. You must learn what happened in Khaybar. Muslims warn everything. Today when a jutla, look here all of you. The Jutla today, they got their flag. Your Cape Town, you must remember, even the police cars. Your Cape Town, even today your police cars, you must remember, got the colors of the Israelis, blue and white. They want to make Cape Town. You must wake up, you South Africans. A small mini Israel. You know what happened in your Durban North Masjid. You know our one brother got martyred, eh? Oh, who got killed? The brother, the husband or the wife? The wife. The wife got martyred, shaheed, Allah granted Jannatul Firdaus, and the husband got injured and so forth. So it doesn't happen just like that. There are reasons. Understand, they're trying to intimidate us. You see, this is a white flag, is a blue line on top, blue line at the bottom, Star of David in between. This, they say, Minal Furati ilan Nil. From the Euphrates River, Iraq to River Nile. They say, we want our Khaybar back. We want our Medina back. Do you understand, brothers? That is the dream of the Jutlas. They call it Eretz Israel. They call it Larger Israel. But the Ummah of Muslimah to Khabe Haflat mein hai. This Ummah doesn't even know what's going on, you must remember. How are you going to take them on? Take these 2 stories, my brothers. I send it out now, today. All of you on my groups, all of you on my telegram, I sent it out today after Maghrib. Myself and Zamir, we read Salat, and I told him, wait, I'm coming now. So somebody sent me, I said, very good, I was looking for this. Allah give jazai khair to our brother from Cape Town. Nuruddin, he sent it to me. Allah Ta'ala reward it. So I read the whole article. You hear every day Qassam Brigade. Qassam Brigade. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ إِزُّدِّينَ الْقَسَّامِ. Do you even know who's Izzuddin Qassam? Izzuddin Qassam, you must remember, was born that time there in the 1880s, 1890s and so forth and so on. So, he passed away at the age of 53. And it was the year 1933 when he passed away. So he went this place, when he came to Palestine, he's not a Palestinian. You must remember that. He was the reviver of jihad. He said, we must take this British on, we must take this enemies on, and we mustn't have fear for anybody. He brought how Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawwarullahu Marqadahu. He revived the whole work of Dawat and Tabligh, we must remember. Then he started the work of Dawat Tabligh in 25-26 day in Mewat near Delhi. He passed away in 44. You got Istimaya coming in Newcastle, my town where I was there 20 years. So you all the men, you should go inshallah. So anyway, that came in by the way. So he brought about the revival of jihad. You must remember there in Palestine, in Palestine. And in the ending, there were just 12-15 of them left. 400 of the British. He said, we put our trust in Allah, we take them on. The battle ensued for 6 hours. Then only he met his martyrdom. Izzuddin Qassam. Till today, Qassam Brigade. So remember, he instilled that zeal, that jazbah. Abdul Qadir Husseini and Izzuddin Qassam, his father's name also Abdul Qadir. And Abdul Qadir Husseini, not this Abdul Qadir Husseini. Abdul Qadir Husseini over there passed away in Palestine in April 1948. In May 1948, May 14, the Jutla, the Shaitans, their state came into existence, 14 May. On 48 April, he passed away. He went to all these Arab countries, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Husseini. He said, help us. They should laugh at him. He said, okay. So I will fight and I'll make my own army. He got 3 years, 10 years, 20 years, 500, 400 in this to fight. And they made it their aim and objective. Imma al-zafar wa imma al-shahada. Either we go martyrdom or either we get victory. Today who's running the show underground? He's making the Americans and the Jutlas go mad. His name is Yahya Sinwar. Yahya Sinwar spent 22 years in the Israeli jail. He learned Hebrew and he built the best tunnels in the world. The Americans sending biggest bombs and explosives and the tunnels are still intact. Who is helping them? There's hardly any food, hardly any water, hardly any medication. 9 months they're keeping them. I read the Haaretz newspaper every day. All of you should read it and go see what they are doing. They're creating a new narrative for the world. You always said that we were the beards, we were the topi and hat and turbans, we are the terrorists. Now you're realizing the people with suit and ties, they are the super terrorists. Your Biden and your Trump and your Starmer and your Sunak and your Netanyahu and all these chaps here. They are your biggest terrorists. So brothers, understand what they done. Maulana read now, Ada Hidar, Ada Hudar. They're taking on the Jutlas and their children, they're giving them waqf. How they give them waqf? You blow my children, Ada Hidar, Ada Hudar. But still I will say, Inna Lillah and Alhamdulillah. Ya Allah, I gave my son, I gave my daughter for Aqsa al-Mubarak. Who will do this? Who in this ummah will do this? Think properly, my brothers. Study what happened on 7th, in the 7th day of the Hijrah. 13th Muharram, 7th day after Hijrah, Battle of Khaybar. So when our children speak, I've been 5 times, so I saw all these things. I just used to cry sometimes. I said, Ya Allah, we're so old. That time I was 30, 40, 50 years old. So remember that, but we can't do this, this 5, 6, 8 year old. They take on this army with stones in their hand and iman in their heart. And they tell them, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. We are the army of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have come to defeat you and beat you. 1 million Jutlas already left Israel. They are politically finished, economically finished, remember that. It's all artificial there. They're just giving money and all these type of things. Our brothers, Allah is sustaining them. So brothers, tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. I want all of you, tonight you should make special dua before you sleep. Read 2 rakat salat, I'm going to conclude now. And Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, his own brothers, they were half brothers, same father, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. Jealousy, They took him, they dumped him and threw him in the well. They did a lot of things. They sold him in slavery, all that. Now the tables turn. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam is the ruler. They are there. Bibidatin Musjatin, they begging. They came with money that is not even recognized and accepted by them. And they begged him with the saddaq alayna, give us charity. He looked at them and obviously his half brother. He said, Hal alimtum ma fa'altum bi Yusuf? You know what you did with Yusuf? They asked him, innaka la anta Yusuf, you Yusuf. They looked at him. He said, yes, I am Yusuf. Said, take this kameez of mine, go put on father and see what will happen. Fartadda basira. His eyesight was restored, he regained it. They begged father, Yaqub, we are wrong. Please make special dua for us, father, we are wrong. We did funny, crazy things that we asking Allah forgiveness. You ask what the father Yaqub alayhi salam said. He said, I won't ask Allah now. Sofa astaghfiru lakum Rabbi. Soon I will ask Allah for forgiveness. Why soon? He was waiting for Thursday night, Friday morning. He said, that time in the darkness of the night, I'll beg my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, my sons, forgive them, Ya Allah. That they were jahileen, they were ignorant what they did to my handsome Yusuf. Yo, Ummah, you go Thursday night, what you going to do? Watch Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood and Shaitanhood? We should be busy on our musalla. Allahumma ajdud wat ataka ala juyush israeliyeen wa amerikiyeen wa britaniyeen wa a'da'iddeen. Ya Allah, you decimate them, all these enemies of Islam. Do something for the Ummah. Do something for Gaza. Last hadith I give you for tonight, then we'll make dua. Allah, Maymuna binti Sa'ad radiallahu anha, hadith in Ibn Majah. Aftina fi baytis ya Rasulallah. Aftina fi baytil muqaddas ya Rasulallah. Give us a fatwa ya Rasulallah regarding baytul maqdis, baytul muqaddas, both ways you can pronounce it. He Habibuna Rasulullah said, he ardul mahshar wal manshar. You the Ummah, you will be raised there. If we did nothing for Palestine, what will happen to us? Think, brothers, it's no ordinary land, a special place this. So cry to Allah, I beg you, don't go and sleep just like that. Your two rakat salat, your one yaseen, your flowers here, masoom children. You sit with them and make dua. Allah will open many doors. 1992, we were there. And we were under apartheid. I told this youngster, Qaqa. I was facing Aqsa, he was facing me. I told him, Qaqa, come with us tomorrow. Next day we're leaving, we're going to Nubi Africa. He looked at me and said, Sheikh. Then he turned around and faced Aqsa. Sheikh, you speak of Nubi Africa. 9-year-old boy. He said that if I live here, who will defend and protect Masjidul Aqsa? You see, brothers, that is their jazbah. On this occasion, we thank our Maulana Abid Khan, we thank our Maulana Dawood Wahid, we thank our Maulana Mahmood Ishaq, our Qari Asif, mashallah, my brother Zameer Dawood, mashallah, Montley, my brother Faisal Asmal, Hafiz Basa, and our capital team, mashallah, capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his team, and all the directors of Radio Ansar and Sirius FM. Some we got 5 minutes left, brothers. It's night of Jumu'ah, special mercy coming. Cry to Allah Jalla Wala for Gaza. It's not an attack on Palestine. It's not an attack on Gaza, Palestine and Gaza. This is the American, British, Israeli attack on Islam. Understand this thing nicely, my brothers. So stand up for them and expose them. Name them, shame them, and nail them. Lancet. Not Muslims. Lancet in this week, they said, forget all this 30,000-40,000 you're speaking about. The death toll in Gaza, according to our calculation, is over 186,000. Do you understand? 180. These are non-Muslims giving the statistics. We can be biased. 186,000. Our history is written in black and red. Bacche, bacche, jism. Or last tukre tukre ho gaya. But yet they say, we will never surrender. Understand what is happening, my brothers. The global narrative is changing. 90% of the world know who is Israel and Jutlas. They are a cursed nation. They murder prophets and messengers. Remember that. So therefore, they are baby killers. And we must name them, shame them, and nail them. Come, brothers, let's make dua, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين المستضعفين يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا رب العالمين اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وسريع الحساب وهازم الأحزاب اهزمهم يا رب العالمين اهزم اليهود يا رب العالمين اهزمهم يا رب العالمين وانصرنا عليهم اللهم اشدد وطأتك على جيوش أمريكيين وإسرائيليين وبريطانيين وأعداء الدين ومن والاهم يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر الحماس والمجاهدين يا رب العالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم اطهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين الملعونين يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم تقبل شهداءهم اللهم عاف جرحاهم اللهم اشف مرضاهم يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے یا اللہ ستاری کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے یا اللہ ہمارے تمام مساجد کی حفاظت فرما دیجئے یا اللہ جتنے بھی ہمارے مساجد ہیں دربن میں افریقہ میں جہاں کہیں بھی ہو آپ ہی حفاظت فرما دیجئے حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما دیجئے مسجد الاقصا مجاہدین کی حفاظت فرما دیجئے یا اللہ گائیڈ all our flowers who are here, make them hafiz, make them alim, ya Allah. Make them qurrata ayun, the coolness of their parents, eyes, ya Allah. Ya Allah, wa asatiza teaching hifz class, ya accept their khidmat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us make our khaman, ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, all these brothers, sisters, children who are helping us to promote the Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Ya Allah, you reward them all, ya Allah. We thank all the trustees of this masjid, all the imams of this masjid. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين إن شاء الله next up will be the adhan on the radio and then مولانا سليم كريم مولانا سليم وقلب سليم the program's name إن شاء الله then tomorrow 4 o'clock إن شاء الله مولانا سليم كريم جنيد موتا and brother زكريا on radio الأنصار إن شاء الله we'll come on 4:15 إن شاء الله العزيز and then Jumma will be there in the Sufi Masjid إن شاء الله Brennan Road and Adhan is 12:10 and the Bayan is 12:20 inshallah Allah Ta'ala accept us all I beg you again I beg you humbly brothers and sisters don't go and sleep go to your house drink your tea coffee whatever get your children get your wives read some Yasin read some Quran read two rakat namaz raise your hand and make dua for our Ghazza al-Mubarakah and Allah give them victory Allah decimate and destroy the enemies of Islam Allah Ta'ala show us the liberation of Palestine in our lifetime Ameen wa ma alayna illa al-balagh wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah